King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
You are listening to The Beer King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Kentucky coming to Oxford. That's my number one game. There's several games that I've highlighted, but that one right there is my favorite for the weekend. Evie, let's get this out of the way first, though. Baby Kiff about the attendance, mainly the student body, but give us some insight there.
Well, good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me. I think he just is a little bit frustrated. Probably if he had it to do over again, I'm not going to speak for him, but I don't know if he'd really say something. I think for the folks that don't know, the second half of the Tulsa game, Ole Miss didn't score a point, scored 35 in the first half, so that was great, but didn't score in the second half, and the crowd was a bit lackluster. It was hot in Oxford. The students sit in the sun, you know, whatever. And Kiffin just made some comments after the game that, you know, when you come out in the second half and it looks like you're playing a high school game in a college stadium, you know, it is what it is. That's basically what he said. Now, that being said, we all know basically non-conference preseason, it as Kiffin says, is what it is. I fully expect it to be absolutely packed for Kentucky this weekend, this Saturday. I think Kiffin will be very pleased with the crowd.
All right. What's the situation with two quarterbacks? Is it clearly defined now, each player's role?
It is. Kiffin told us that Luke Altmyer is officially the backup. Jackson Dart is the starter. And now, you know, you get into kind of the gray area of Luke has played in three games. He didn't play against Tulsa, so he played in the first three games. And you start looking at, you know, perhaps wanting to preserve a redshirt season. So there's, you know, there's some questions what would happen if something happened to Dart or whatnot. But for now, I mean, Dart is his guy, and he's been playing well.
No, there's no question about that. He's been playing well. And there is a new redshirt. Well, it's several years old, but it's new historically. And they give you four, but you can spread them out anywhere over the schedule. You used to not be able to do that. Right. Is Altmyer holding up okay with this news, or what's going on?
I think he's, you know, he's a competitor. I think he's disappointed. I think he would step in and help his team if he could in a heartbeat. It was a very, very hard fought competition. I think a lot of people were surprised at how close it was. You know, you heard a lot about Jackson Dart coming in, Gatorade Player of the Year, et cetera, et cetera. And coming in from USC, you know, he brought a bit of attention with him. But Altmyer, again, is a very good quarterback in his own right. He was a Mississippi Gatorade Player of the Year, Under Armour quarterback, you know, 4-star. So he's absolutely no slouch. So very close. And I think, honestly, even the two of them would say that they made each other a lot better throughout spring, summer, and fall camp.
Are you surprised, this is a two-parter, about how well Ole Miss is playing in the running game? And then maybe dovetail that with Chris Rodriguez is back for this game
right,
for Kentucky.
Right. You know, I'm not surprised. One, you know, I said going into this season that Ole Miss could have one of the best running back rooms in the country, if not the best. And I think they're proving that. The only little hiccup right now is TCU transfer Zach Evans had a hip pointer against Tulsa and sat out for, you know, a good portion of the game, the second half. I do think that he will likely be able to go against Kentucky, and then, of course, the freshman phenom, SEC co-freshman of the week this week, Quinshon Judkins, running back from Alabama, who has just been nothing short of incredible. And he, Kiffin talked about him and said, you know, somebody said, what makes him so good? And, you know, Kiffin said, I can, you know, give you a lot of reasons, none of which are coaching. You know, he said the kid has vision, and his exact words were, they ain't teaching vision, you know? So right. I think that, yeah. So I'm not surprised by that. Ole Miss has a veteran offensive line. They've struggled maybe just a little bit here and there, but to be honest, I don't know if people realize it, but Ole Miss in the SEC is giving up the fewest sacks. They've only given up 2 total sacks, so, you know, 0.5 per game, whereas I think Kentucky is at the bottom. They're averaging giving up 4 sacks a game. So that definitely helps when, you know, your offensive line is doing its job, but it also helps when you have really, really talented running backs.
And first game, Chris Rodriguez. I don't know if he's in game shape. It's not an injury, obviously, the reason why he was out, no. but he's a load if he's right.
He is, and, you know, Mark Stoops talked about in this week's SEC Coaches teleconference that it's not like Chris Rodriguez has just been sitting out. I mean, he's been practicing with the team. So basically, I take that to mean not only is he going to have fresh legs, but he's been preparing. So he's going to be ready to hit the ground running, so to speak, too. So, and, you know, it's a good thing for Kentucky because if you're looking at kind of rush yards per carry, Ole Miss is up there pretty high in the nation. Number 5, number 8, somewhere around there, where Kentucky without Chris Rodriguez is only averaging about 2.4 per rushing attempt. And Ole Miss, I think, is closer to 6, maybe 5.8. In fact, I believe Quinshon Judkins, Zach Evans, and Jackson Dart, all 3 are averaging over 6 yards a carry. So that 2.41 for Kentucky is pretty anemic, but I'm sure that will pick up when the SEC's leading returning rusher hits the field Saturday.
Talking with a Kentucky fan earlier on the show, and he said the offensive line, which has been a strength for Kentucky last few years, has struggled some this year, and you just pointed that out.
Yes. I mean, again, Kentucky has allowed 16 sacks this season. I think only maybe Colorado State and Akron have allowed more. So, you know, that's not really the company you want to keep if you're Kentucky. So, and then on the flip side, Ole Miss is averaging almost 4 sacks a game, and Kentucky has made, I think, 6 total. So they're about 97th in the country in the number of sacks they've made. So, you know, I think all that goes to a little bit of why, you know, I think the line, it may be back up to 7, which seems so high. You know, it came out at 4.5, and then it went up to 6.5, 7. And, you know, people wondered what in the world. And one, I think it's a home game. And then two, I think Ole Miss has a really strong rushing attack and, you know, pretty good defense.
Evie, in the SEC West, has anything surprised you to date?
Honestly, I think probably a lot of people would agree with me. I think A&M has surprised me not being as strong as maybe a lot of people thought that they would initially. And of course, you know, everybody saw the App State game, but I think that surprised me. I think it didn't surprise me that they have gone to Max Johnson as quarterback. That didn't surprise me. But I think that, and then honestly, I don't mean to be mean, but I'm kind of surprised that Auburn is as weak as they are. So, you know, other than that, Alabama's going to be Alabama. I think LSU's coming along. And honestly, you know, I think Ole Miss is absolutely, you know, right up there in the SEC West.
Arkansas's got to still be – it's Friday, but if they still have a hangover, I wouldn't blame them.
Oh, man. Me neither. What a brutal game. I mean, just from the weird little fumble return, you know, for a touchdown to the kick bouncing off the top of the goal post. I mean, that was just one of those games that if you're Sam Pittman, you just have to just shake your head, you know, and wonder what the heck. But I think it's going to be a pretty good game this weekend. I was listening to Kevin beforehand, and I think a lot of his keys are very, very important, you know, the offensive line and not giving up the silly penalties and stuff like that, because Arkansas can jump up and beat you. I think KJ Jefferson's a very good quarterback.
Think about all these SEC West games that we've got to play with Ole Miss and Arkansas and Ole Miss and Alabama and LSU and A&M, and there are so many defining games ahead of us.
There really are, and you know, isn't it wonderful that finally we're getting into SEC play? I mean, I know we need the preseason games to work out some kinks, but boy, I'm happy that we've got these league games coming up. And you're right, and I think that for Ole Miss specifically, you know, I mean, everybody has these tough games, and I just think that sometimes it comes down to the schedule and a little bit of luck. And Ole Miss has Bama at home, and I think that in Mississippi State at home, they will travel to Baton Rouge. But I really feel like Ole Miss's schedule sets up kind of good. You know, they're playing Alabama later in the season this year. So this game between Kentucky and Ole Miss is going to be really important. And I don't know if your listeners know, but it's kind of interesting. Over the last 18 games, Kentucky and Ole Miss are each 15-3. So that's really kind of a testament to me to kind of the direction of the Ole Miss and the Kentucky programs, because that's pretty strong.
Only thing that's missing is another Ole Miss baby Kiff versus Tennessee game. That's the only thing we don't have.
Yeah, I know. I thought we were going to, you know, I thought with baseball with Tony Vols, you know, I thought that might be kind of entertaining, but Coach Bianco isn't, you know, he's kind of the veteran of the league. So, yeah, no, I'm with you. I think a lot of folks would pay money to see that. And, yeah, so one thing I will add is Ole Miss is 15-0 when they have the lead. So that, you know, if Ole Miss can get a lead against Kentucky, then I think then that'll bode well.
Ole Miss Evie from the Rebel Walk. Tell everybody how they can get all your content.
They can come over to therebelwalk.com, and they can find us on Twitter at The Rebel Walk and on Facebook, The Rebel Walk, and they can follow me at Ole Miss Evie, and I would be excited if they did, and I would follow back.
Now, I know your daughter is in Mississippi, and you've got your son in school there in Texas. You didn't have anybody on the coast, did you, by the hurricane?
No, I didn't. And other than, a whole lot of Ole Miss friends and friends of your show, and I'm with Kevin, you know, my prayers go out to the folks there. Had a friend of mine, he's perfectly fine, but Bill Dyer, who had taken his little grandchildren, they've gone to Disney, you know, and one day he messaged me a couple of days ago and said, well, we're hunkered down in the resort hotel. And so, you know, just all sorts of things there you don't think about, but definitely my thoughts and prayers go out to all those folks. It just looks devastating.
Evie, we will see you next time. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
There.